to Wise Children Podcast, everybody.
So this is the sound of the Buddha of Suburbia Company getting on a coach for a trip to Birmingham Rep to see Wise Children's Bluebeard. And Anchor Bar has got a bag full of booze, which people have put their order in, and everybody's very giddy and very excited. And the timing of this sort of is slightly insane, I should say, in that tomorrow is our last day of rehearsals, so is our final run in the rehearsal room. So the pressure's on, but we're all on a school trip, and we could have been more excited. Right. Dee and Anchor, Tommy, you can lean in. Hello. So we're on the school trip.
Yeah.
Yes.
How are rehearsals going? I've got Simon with me as well. How are rehearsals going?
Amazing.
You have to say that because I'm here. What stage are we at and what's happening?
What is happening now is we are 2 days away from starting tech. And we're feeling the vibes. We're feeling it all coming together and it is lovely.
Forest Hill.
Anyone else would like to...
We're starting our runs and just getting ready to, 2 days left before tech.
We've done two runs, haven't we? And we've we're losing like 8 minutes a run, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, and I think for people who don't really know theatre that well, there's not that many of them listening to this podcast, to be fair. But for those, at this stage in the process, the show is really long and you can feel that, and that's classic. You can feel where there's a little bit of air or there are gaps or we're not telling the story quickly enough. And the worst thing that can happen for a show is that the audience is in front of you and they know what's going to happen before you tell them. And so that's what we're really doing, is tightening things. And mostly that's us as actors picking up our cues and being ready to say the thought sometimes before we're ready, but just actually being where the audience is.
But when you say we have got Dee with us, who is who is holding the mammoth amount of text.
Yes.
We just did a speed run earlier today and Dee's doing it's like an Olympic theatre feat.
Yeah.
I think the funny thing is that you do something and then it feels wrong. And then if you really look at it, you're a millisecond out. And that millisecond changes everything. It's the difference between something being magical and being unwatchable, which is crazy when you think about it.
Yeah.
I like the Rizzler paper between magical and unwatchable.
Very thin line.
So
very
risky, this profession.
So risky. But I mean, you know I love this project and I love you all and you see it in me every day. But I am also critical. I'm looking at it, trying to think, what can we do better? And there aren't so... The pockets of magic are getting closer and closer. And we can feel it, can't we?
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's a moment in an orgy that is... I mean, you will... If you come and see this show, in the orgy, there is some work that is happening that is so precise and so funny and so... What it is fantastic comedic actors working the best farce you've ever seen. And that, I'm not in the orgy, and I get to watch it every day, which I'm really pleased about. Because it's just joyous, and that's what we're unveiling right now.
And I've enjoyed that, because I know that moment's got to be amazing and a coup. And has got to be rude, but not off-putting.
Shockingly funny.
Yeah, shockingly funny. Brilliant way of putting it. And we've done it in layers, haven't we?
Yeah. I also think what you said to us, or you said to me yesterday, Emma, which is now the actual depth of the iceberg is there in all the characters and relationships, and it's about refining the tip of the iceberg. So the whole depth is there. So we got the relationships, we got the emotion, and the emotion can only bubble through when the tip is sorted out.
Yeah, or the fairy dust, as I like to call it.
It's just the tip.
Refining the tip.
Refining the tip. Honestly.
It's like, we've all had a drink. We're on a school trip.
It's all a bit filthy.
It's like
very blue.
We're at that point where you're now sculpting things. You're just taking little moments off and you're smoothing the edges, and the statue is becoming more and more present.
Yes, that's a great way of looking at it.
It really feels like that. And you can see the lines, and you know the moments where you need to take, take a little bit off here and there, and you can see it just emerging before your eyes. It's really good.
But I feel as well, feeling that you've earned those really, really profound and melancholic moments is starting to happen, and they are so much more of a punch in the chest when those happen now, and that
the laughter and then straight into something that hits you in a completely different way, like a roller coaster. Those moments are really becoming very prevalent.
What I also really enjoy, because I'm a bit of a bitch, but like what I really enjoy is when you sit across the room from people and you're watching other actors at work, and you watch somebody do something, and when it's really great, you can't help yourself, but you look at the other actor across the space who's also watching, and you see their eyes open, and you're like, yeah, that's it. Or the exact opposite, where you're like, it just totally misses the mark, and the two actors just look at each other, and there's a little bit of side eye, and it's just like, and you're like, well, I'm sure that, but what's great is there's so much trust in the room. It feels like there's a lot of there's a lot of trust that actor will find that thing eventually, and if they don't, Emma will find that thing, and if they don't, one of us will tell them, right? Like,
it's the collective imagination, isn't it? And I said today, this is the moment where I listen a lot, because people are telling me the answers, they're seeing the things that I can't see, and I love this bit of the process. And also, it's really like sport. I mean, this is a real team. It's like building an England squad. It's amazing.
So tomorrow we have our last run in the rehearsal room, and then we head into the theater for technical rehearsals. It'll be the first time we see the set in reality. We have a rehearsal set, but where we'll see the real set in reality, and we'll be in this space in the theater. And the Swan is really quite a special theater to perform in, and I think it will completely... It will change the level of the performances, but it'll also change the ease with which we can tell the story. Some of the artifice goes away because you're in the space.
It's going to be so intimate.
Yes,
totally.
I think the fascinating thing as well is that you think when you get to this stage, the courage is in having more ease, like Emma keeps telling us. Because you think courage is about going more, but actually it's sometimes about...
What were my two words today?
Ease and rigor.
Yes.
Which is different than vigor.
Well, close.
Rigor and vigor.
Rigor is different. Vigor is just the sort of athleticism, and rigor is the mind
as
well.
But I also think when we get into the theatre, the other thing that I think I'm really looking forward to is, especially the like brilliant comedic actors in this company, two of whom, well, there are lots, but like I'm thinking specifically of Ewan Wardrop and Reina Fitania, because what I know about them as comedic actors is that we haven't seen anything yet in the rehearsal room, and it's already hilarious. And then we're going to get into the theater, and it will change in a way that will be just rib-cracking funny. And I love that moment where you just go, oh, there she is. There he is. And he's found it. And he's been sort of phoning these moments in, and they've still been funny, but he has the instincts of a genius that way, or she does, to unlock him. And I'm looking forward to
Nobody can run with a banana like you, and
dear God. Nobody can, no.
It's such an elegant
gallop. It's actually a work of art.
Oh, seriously.
It is actually a work of art, you know. Yeah. I'm seeing you and...
It sticks
that
in my brain.
It does. And I can still see it.
You can't mimic it, can you?
No,
you
and
just
it,
can't.
No.
It's so awkward, but also sexy.
There's a playfulness that he has, which is brilliant. And you can really see it in all his work. Yeah.
I think that's the brilliance of the company. You said a team. Like, you need some strikers, you need some defenders. And some are, like, naturally more comedic, and some are more dramatic, or whatever the dichotomy you want to say, and that's the brilliance of what we have, right? Like, it's a team that are helping each other out. Like, sometimes I'll need help with the comedy of it, sometimes someone else will need help with the getting the thought across of it, you're getting the emotion of it, and that's the brilliance of it.
And it's like watching brilliant midfielders sort of set up strikers, and then strikers getting it in the back of the net. It's beautiful.
What are you thinking about heading into tech? What's top of mind for you?
For me it's the structure, because I always want to build a piece that's so strong is that you can ride it, you can dance on it, you're not having to pedal it. So I'm looking at how to make sure, it's a bit like Simon was saying, that there's nothing that's tripping you up, that the foundation is really solid. You're all amazing. I mean, I love all my actors, but this company is really special. So what I'm looking at is how can I make this the machine be so solid that you guys can dance like Anna Pavlova on the top of it.
You've been very generous as well in the way that you've allowed us to collaborate, and to you've given us space to sculpt things in moments ourselves, just by sitting there and watching and taking just yourself out and allowing us to explore, and then coming in and then adding little things or going, that works and that doesn't, and guiding us into the right places. It's very smart, emotionally intelligent director.
But at the same time, the cuts were vicious, mate. They were vicious. They were vicious.
Yeah, that really hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Simon lost a whole character.
I lost the whole character.
Oh yeah, it's Bill. R.I.P. Ted.
Yeah, yes. R.I.P. Ted. He will have a comeback. There will be a spin-off.
The spin-off.
Ted and Gene.
Ted and Gene. The sitcom.
Silent Years.
Return.
So I've come to literally the back seat of the bus, where I am with Beatrice, Natasha and Lucy. Hello.
Hello there. Hello there.
Hello.
I like the way that we've segregated the sexes on this bus.
Yeah, I think so.
We're the naughty ones.
Well, or are you the sleeping ones, Beatrice?
I'm definitely sleeping. I was about to have a little snooze before you...
Rudely interrupted.
So, Lucy, you've already decided what we're going to talk about. What we're going to talk about?
We're only going to talk about Troughball, I'm afraid.
And what is Troughball?
Troughball is a wonderful game that you invented.
I did.
Which is...
I dreamt it, Lucy. I didn't invent it, I dreamt it.
Dreamt it, which is volleyball combined with just smashing the life out of the ball into a trough. And I'm naturally very gifted at it. I think you'll all agree.
You've found your talent, haven't you?
I found my talent. It's not the show, but it's trough ball. Thank you for bringing it into my life.
I love the fact that's what you're thinking about. It's the day before we go into tech, and you're thinking about trough ball.
That's all I think about ever now. That's it.
What are you thinking about, Natasha?
Well, now I'm thinking about trough ball, and I feel that people might want to know that a trough actually is just two lines of masking tape about a metre of wide.
And it's very intimidating, actually, to get to the point where you have to... bang the ball into the trough. To trough it. You know, and lots of people, Lucy Thackeray, are very brilliant and competitive. And, you know, I choke every time. And so I always miss it or smash it or, you know, I ruin the game, unfortunately. So I'm always at the back, not troughing.
No, trough ball, we're all winners at trough ball.
We are all, yeah, exactly. Everyone's very supportive.
Shall we talk about the art?
The art of trough ball.
The art of trough ball.
I know what I was just thinking. Go on. You asked. We were talking about kissing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And how there's lots of kissing in the show, The Buddha of Suburbia. And we haven't done any of it yet. We've only done stunt kissing, like place mark, what do they call it? Placeholder kissing. And we were wondering when one does the actual kissing.
I hadn't even thought about that.
We might add that 4 minutes back on.
Well, baby steps. You could do a small kiss to start with.
I can't do small kisses.
Well, we should do it tomorrow, shouldn't we?
I don't know. There's 27 people watching.
Shall I do the kissing chat?
Yes, great.
Maybe.
I've never done one before, but I should work on it.
What does that entail?
I think I should say full on kissing, but no tongues, yeah.
No tongues allowed.
But I think that's an unspoken rule, isn't it?
But sometimes it's good to speak it.
Yes. Maybe it's best
not
to say.
Not speaking tongues.
Maybe best to say to everyone, and everyone's on the same.
Just in case. No, that is good. No, I hadn't even thought about it. I always think that, especially with guys like you, are so amazing that you'll choose the right moment. But it probably is best to say, let's do it now.
Yeah.
It's like when D gets his trousers off, but he did it today.
Yeah, exactly.
Today's the day.
Do I have to kiss anyone? Do I have to kiss you?
Yes.
Don't say yet.
Yes. You have to.
So I think it's your... Well, I don't know. This is a good question because... So in this instance, Beatrice is playing a young actor called Eleanor, who is in a liaison with an older director, Matthew Pike, who's also married. But it's all very consensual and very modern.
Absolutely.
So it'll be interesting to know whether it's a kissing-type relationship.
Well, that's kind of what I was wondering. I was wondering whether it's, you know...
It's a bit more sexually transactional,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly, yes, exactly. A bit like Pretty Woman, no kissing.
I don't kiss on the mouth.
Exactly, that's it, yeah.
But then she does.
Yeah, exactly, and she falls in love. But this is not a love relationship.
No, no.
Oh, definitely. Well, we should take the handbrake off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Kiss-tastic.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Boss, I've got an announcement, boss.
Okay. Guys,
we're going to be doing kissing tomorrow.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
No placeholder kissing. We're going to be doing proper kissing.
Kissing on the lips.
Oh, are you recording?
Yeah. That won't do anyone, will it?
And then we'll do the play.
Yay! Yay! Right, I'm going to go down the bus and talk to the intimacy director because I've obviously got everything in the wrong order.
That's fine.
Thank you, ladies of theatre.
A pleasure, a real pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Anytime.
Hello, Etta Murphy.
Hello.
How are you managing the intimacy on this rude, rude, rude show?
Well, I think it's gone quite well so far.
What do you think, Rena?
I agree with Etta. We're being very well behaved,
it's
aren't we?
Very fruity,
Emma, wouldn't you say? Very fruity. I think it's gone fairly well so far.
On a serious note, it's treading a very nice line between being very silly and very rude.
Yes.
But not feeling, you know, when there's nothing that you would be upset by.
No, not at all. I don't think you would be upset by any of it. And I think we have hit quite a good level in terms of what we're doing and how we're doing it.
So it makes it funny and fruity, aren't we?
Funny and fruity, yeah. That is right. And some beautiful moments as well.
Yeah, very sweet, succulent moments, I think, yes.
Chicken nuggets!
So I'm speaking to Raj here and Rena and Etta and Devon and Ewan. Hi, Ewan.
Hello. Hello.
Ewan's exhausted because we did a line run and he exhausted himself.
Yeah, I became spent about sort of 40 minutes into it and could do no more.
But nobody asked you to do that. That was your own choice.
I said he couldn't stand
back. To
jump around.
Jumping around.
I didn't notice I was doing it, to be honest.
And then I watched you go through the pain barrier. You hit the wall, didn't you?
Yeah, it rarely happens for me. I've got quite a lot of energy, but I did.
When we were kids, there always used to be somebody on Blue Peter that ran the marathon and they'd always hit the wall. That was you today.
Yeah, definitely was. Just had to sit down. I'm that age, though, where I'm allowed to.
But you were committed
yeah.
to the speed run.
Yes,
and then when
I wasn't.
Yeah.
And can I also say, you were Devon was given the job of hitting people with a balloon if they forgot their line, and you were really committed to that.
I think you have to be, don't you, really? You kind of have to...
If you're the balloon monitor.
It was a bit of a responsibility as well, because you don't want to let people get away with things. So.
Well, I thank you. I thank you for your rigour.
Bye, Emma.
That's the crinkling of a gin and tonic can, just in case you wonder what that sound is. Rena's gin and tonic.
It's finished.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Loving your mic, by the way.
Thanks.
Very good.